And joining me on XS Sport this morning with thanks to Satori Engineering, it's Toby Lutwich from the Queenstown Crows Football Club. Mate, you must be really happy at the moment.
Yeah, no, look, Skirbo, it's been a good start to the year, mate. But I suppose you just got to give credit where credit's due to the boys. They've rolled into the first 3 weeks of the season and they've put on some really good performances. It's 1 week at a time, though.
Absolutely lovely saying that. What's impressed you most about the team so far?
I think over the first 3 weeks, I suppose we've just seen that real improvement. We have a real big emphasis this year on just playing your role. We've got some fantastic players in our team, some absolute match winners. But I suppose the pleasing part for me as a coach is seeing all of them, like especially through our midfield, all come together and just playing their role to ensure that we get the win. That's the goal each week, just to get the win. And I suppose for the seniors, it's been a good start to get 3 wins on the trot. The reserves got their first win on the weekend as well, which was fantastic. So to get our first 2 wins at home was great. But we just try and improve each week. And just focus on enjoying football. I suppose getting back around the boys this year after not playing last year, it's important that we enjoy being in each other's company and we enjoy playing together.
Yeah, well, you're obviously gelling well, which is great to see. Just on last week's game, I haven't been able to locate the ladder for some reason. But anyway, where do you sit on the ladder at the moment?
I think we're second at the moment, Skirvo. I think just by percentage.
Okay, and where was you? I think, who were you playing the weekend? Atone, wasn't it?
We played Atone on the weekend, and obviously they came off a really good win against Somerset the week before at home, their first home game in over a couple of years because they went into recess for a year. So, look, they've done a fantastic job to get back as a football club. A lot of credit to Braden Hayes as their senior coach and Brody Knight, their other senior coach. They've done a great job to get that football club back up and running. It's a real testament to the Atone community as well. And they brought down 2 teams on the weekend. And they had a red hot crack. I think the score probably didn't show how good the senior game was. I think for the first sort of 3 quarters, it was a real battle before we really broke it open in the last quarter.
Okay, who were the best players at the weekend then?
Look, to be honest with you, to do with the best players in the weekend was a really tough job. Me and Cullis had a good look for a while. But look, I think, as I said before, we've got some really A-grade players. I think Darcy Crane, as the captain, he really stood up and just played a really four-quarter. It was a four-quarter effort from him. Look, he even got to go down the forward line and just put on an absolute clinic in the last quarter. I think Zach Walker, his first 2 games for the footy club have been fantastic. He's been a great in. Luke Turley, 38 years old, has not lost it at all, just came in and absolutely dominated. And it was just great to have blokes like Matty News back in the seniors. He just comes in, he just gets all that contested ball. But, like, I could nearly go through everyone's Skirvo and say the positive things that they did because it was a real team performance on the weekend.
Terrific. Okay, well, let's get to this weekend's game. You're up against Ridgely at Ridgely this weekend.
Yes, so it's our shortest trip this week to Ridgely. That's the first club that you'll come across when you drive up to Burnie. So, look, we're excited. We always usually have some pretty good clashes against Ridgely there. It's a small ground. They're quite hard to play there. And look, I don't think the results for them have really indicated how well they're going. They really pushed South Burnie a couple of weeks ago. They pushed Somerset for a half, and they went really close to Yolla as well, who we only beat by about sort of 6 goals up there. So look, if we don't come to play, it could be a really, really tough away game for us. But I suppose we'll go to training. We had training last night. We'll train on Thursday. We'll really switch on. We'll go through what we need to do, and we'll go up there with. And I suppose we're hoping to bring back the 4 points from the seniors. And I suppose for the reserves, they're 1-1. It's a really important game. If they can go up and steal an away game, we've then got 2 home games. It's then looking like they're going to have a really good start to the season as well. Nathan and Lyndon, our reserves coaches, have done a fantastic job getting lots of blokes keen to play football, and I've got lots of young boys, plus some experience as well. So, look, there's no reason why we can't come home with 2 good wins on the weekend.
I assume the conditions will be just similar to what they have been the last couple of weeks with all the rain and that sort of thing happening. But do you think it suits you, the conditions at Ridgely?
Oh, look, it can get a bit slippery at Ridgely. I'm starting to forget what blue sky looks like. I've been down in Queenstown for a while. It wasn't the worst thing for us to have a bit of a slog on the weekend. We only really had the second quarter. It was really raining. But when we played at Yolla, it was quite good. Um, obviously windy in round one, but look, it'd be nice if we got up there and it was a beautiful day and we could just play with some dry conditions, because we haven't really had that yet. But if we do get that little bit of rain, it won't worry us. It's just mind on the job, and you just got to do your role for the team.
No, it's a very positive attitude to have, and I think that's probably the key to your success so far.
Yeah, I think so. I think a lot of blokes are really bought into what we're trying to do. I really go into the boys. It's about enjoyment. We want to be in each other's company, and at the end of the day, yeah, you're going to win games of football and you're going to lose games of football, but you need to be, you show up every Tuesday, Thursday nights to train and Saturday to play, and it's about enjoying being with the people that you're with. And I suppose if you are really enjoying it and you can come together as a team, well, that's when the result's going to go your way as well. So it's just week by week for us at the moment, but look, the boys are really buying in, and we've had a really good start.
Absolutely, yeah. Good luck. Congratulations for your start, and we're very happy, obviously, being Queenstown supporters, although Queenstown residents, I should say. And look, good luck for the rest of the season. Good luck this weekend. Hope you can get another win on the board.
Thanks, Gerbo. Yeah, just cheers to 7XS. We really appreciate the support, and obviously thanks to all the people that came out on the weekend and supported our first home game as well. It was a big crowd. It was great to get back out in front of them.
Okay, mate. Well, we'll talk to you next week. Thanks for your time.
No worries, Gerbo. Cheers.
It is the coach of the Queenstown Football Club, Toby Lutwich, joining us this morning on 7XS, XS Sport. And please, we encourage people to get out and support the team. They've had a great start to the season, but support is always greatly appreciated, as it always helps to get the team over the line.